China has increasingly obscured the actual state of its economy to outsiders as new data restrictions have made it harder to get details on what is happening inside the country. China's Communist Party has long maintained tight control over information, and the effort has intensified under Chinese President Xi Jinping. As a result, the country has become increasingly opaque over the past year, even as its presence on the world stage grows. Hello and welcome to episode 103 of the Big Picture Podcast. I'm your host, Bidemio Logunde. On this episode, I'll be discussing China's increasing use of security through obscurity, basically trying to achieve a competitive and strategic advantage by making it more challenging for foreign entities to see data on Chinese companies and citizens. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. So, a new data security law in China has made it harder for foreign companies and investors to get information, including about supplies and financial statements. Several providers of ship locations in Chinese waters stopped sharing information outside the country, making it hard to understand port activity in China. In addition, Chinese authorities have restricted information on coal use. They purged documents related to political dissent cases from an official judicial database, and they've shut down academic exchanges with other countries. Companies and governments are left trying to figure out how to engage with a country whose economy is approaching the US economy in size and whose military is becoming more assertive globally. So we have data from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, that suggests that China will drive much of the world's growth over the next 2 years. There is a void, not just about what is happening in China, but also about the country's aims and goals as a nation, and that is driving mistrust. Economic and political analysts say that China's increasing secrecy is not the result of any single policy, but rather a combination of factors. So the first is a response to the pandemic, and then we have growing concerns about data security, and then we have a political environment in which the outside world is viewed with suspicion. The US has also taken steps to partially decouple the world's two largest economies, limiting Chinese access to American technology and research universities through trade and visa restrictions. So one driving force behind the expanding secrecy is a new data security law that went into effect on September 1, 2021, after Chinese officials grew concerned about the transfer of potentially sensitive data overseas. The new law subjects almost all data-related activities to government oversight, including their collection, storage, use, and transmission. Since the law was passed, companies in mainland China have grown more reluctant to share information with multinationals in strategic sectors such as finance, healthcare, public transportation, and infrastructure. In addition, Chinese authorities are ambiguous about what constitutes sensitive information, which adds uncertainty for Chinese companies over what they can share with their foreign partners. Suppliers of metals like cobalt and lithium, which are used in electronics, have grown reluctant to share information with customers outside of China. The data that the suppliers now consider sensitive include details like how much of a given metal they have available or what percentage of their supplies are recycled, making it difficult to plan production and ensure compliance with environmental rules. So back in early November 2021, global ship tracking platforms began to notice disruptions to the flow of location data of vessels in Chinese waters. Some local providers had stopped sharing detailed information on ship positions, citing the new data security law. On November 1, 2021, a Chinese state media report described a nationwide crackdown on local providers of such data, citing national security implications. While satellite imagery is still available, removing access to more detailed real-time vessel movements around China makes it difficult for companies to accurately track their shipments to and from the world's largest exporting nation. It also hinders the ability of financial institutions to make accurate macroeconomic predictions on growth and trade. In addition, without precise vessel location data from Chinese providers, it is much more challenging to figure out the volume of China's oil trade with North Korea, Venezuela, and Iran, which are all countries subject to either US or United Nations sanctions. In 2020, with coal prices creeping higher in China, privately run commodity pricing providers stopped publishing daily prices and data about Chinese stockpiles of coal. In addition, other closely watched gauges of coal demand, such as stockpiles at Chinese utilities, went dark since early summer 2020. So this scarcity of data became especially problematic in the fall of 2021 when surging coal prices, which is partly due to a shortage of domestic supplies, sparked an energy crisis. Analysts said that the extent of the power crisis took traders and analysts by surprise because of the lack of timely information about coal demand and use. So next up, I'll be talking about China's expanding grip on data. So the way China is expanding its grip on data about the world's cargo flows is sparking concerns among industry officials in the US that China could exploit its logistics information for commercial or strategic advantage. Even cargo that never touches Chinese shores often still passes through China's globe-spanning logistic networks, including those that go through sophisticated data systems that track shipments transiting ports located far away from China. According to cargo industry officials, control over the flow of goods and information about those goods gives China privileged insight into world commerce and potentially the means to influence it. Shipping data has become an enormously valuable commodity, with ports clogged globally and shortages plaguing many industries. Foremost among China's cargo data systems is LogInc, a digital network that links shippers internationally and describes itself as, quote, a one-stop logistics information service platform, end quote. LogInc says it draws on a mix of public databases and information inputs by more than 450,000 users in China and at dozens of giant ports worldwide, including across the Belt and Road Initiative, which is China's $1 trillion international infrastructure project, and as part of what China calls the Digital Silk Road. LogInc's international reach highlights a field that is critical to the world economy, where the West lags behind China. Digitization of cargo data has been a dream of shippers for years. The system is not for profit and was developed and overseen by China's Ministry of Transportation back in 2007. However, its growing links to overseas ports and logistics networks are starting to draw attention in the United States. So back in mid-December 2021, the U.S. Congress U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission launched a study of the LogInc system. According to Michael Wessel, a commissioner in the congressional body, LogInc's window into global trade, quote, could give the data holder a treasure trove of intelligence that is of national security and economic interest, and it might be a much higher concern than it has been, end of quote. The U.S. Department of Defense sent military equipment through commercial ports all over the world, and a spokesman for the DOD's logistics arm, which is the U.S. Transportation Command, said that through the Belt and Road Initiative, quote, China is seeking to enhance its ability and visibility into the global supply chain, including U.S. military logistics. So that spokesman did not comment directly on LogInc. So LogInc is officially called the National Public Information Platform for Transportation and Logistics, and it grew for years inside China, benefiting from the economy's scale and aggregating cargo data and financial information from shipping, trucking, and manufacturing companies. In 2010, LogInc began to form partnerships with ports around Asia, promising faster trade flows. More recently, it has linked with Belt and Road ports and cargo data systems in Europe and the Middle East. According to Login's website, its ability to share information internationally serves the One Belt, One Road national strategy and has become a Chinese window for China to integrate international logistics, information exchange, and sharing. China is expanding its window into world cargo flows as global access to ship location information in Chinese territorial waters has plunged because of a new data privacy law that took effect back in November 2021. So concerns about logging are similar to those around Chinese telecommunications companies Huawei and ZTE. They all carry other parties' data that Chinese authorities could exploit to China's benefit or to the detriment of those who communicate over those networks. Industry officials say that by crunching data that is crossing logging, China could spot and exploit shortages, gluts, and trend before others do. So globally, the logistics industry remains heavily reliant on physical documentation, with shippers routinely sending paperwork about sea cargo to its destination by air. An international shipment can pass through 40 different entities, including freight handlers, customs agents, and port operators, each of them using different information systems. To integrate and streamline all of these entities, many projects are ongoing around the world that aim to make shipping more efficient with less pollution by collecting and sharing information about the location, routes, and contents of ships and millions of shipping containers that are being moved daily. So many of those efforts are led by ports, private companies, and industry alliances. Many of them struggle to enlist participants because the logistics industry is fiercely competitive, prompting companies to jealously guard data that they fear could hand rivals an edge. So by digitizing logistics, China has shown that it is possible to aggregate so much information and ease communication across supply chains. Experts say the logging system is a masterpiece in technical innovation and would be the envy of other platforms. They estimate that logging is about a decade ahead of other rival systems, making it attractive for other countries to link with as they can effectively leapfrog the technical development cycle. Logging allows users of its systems to connect and share information much like Facebook does. The Chinese government's control of logging also gives it insight into data crossing the network, similar to Amazon.com's view of commerce across its platform. It is not clear who has access to data that logging collects and how much it collects at ports outside China. Even trade experts who interact with logging are not sure how it operates. So logging's mix of data processing with sea shipping all on a global scale fits with China's mix of high and low tech to strengthen its geostrategic positions all over the world. Experts say if you control the information, you can move things around without others knowing or jumble up someone else's information. One area of concern that is cited by analysts who are familiar with logging is rare earth metals. In seeking to cut reliance on China for vital resources in products from cars and electronics to defense systems, the US has turned to Australia, a close US ally, which itself is currently sparring with China over trade and diplomacy. The partnership with Australia offers what the US considers a more secure supply of those critical materials through Australian miner Lynas Rare Earths Limited. However, Lynas currently processes its rare earth metals in Malaysia, where it passes through at least one belt and road port that is under the control of Chinese state-backed companies, and it's located in Kuantan on the east coast of the Malaysian peninsula. Shipping data experts say that logging through its belt and road ties could gain privileged access to data at Kuantan and other ports, Such data sources might give China insight into the unit prices, precise product mix, and ultimate recipients of shipments. Private companies also gather global shipping data. For instance, Intra, which is an ocean booking platform owned by E2 Open LLC, a supply chain software company that is based in Austin, Texas, can track approximately 1/4 of the world's container shipments, which is a subset of the data that Login collects. E2 Open's Senior Vice President of Product and Strategy, Pawan Joshi, said Login's management by the Chinese government, which is deeply involved in China's corporate activities, changes the dynamic. He said it is difficult for free enterprises to compete with an incorporated nation. So to wrap up, I discussed China's increasing use of security through obscurity, basically trying to achieve a competitive and strategic and commercial advantage by making it more challenging for foreign entities to see data on Chinese companies and citizens. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode. Bye for now. The Big Picture Podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowunle Productions. Fact-checking by Zara Kuznetsova. Audio engineer, Sergey Gorsky. Graphic design, Stacey Graham. Senior producer, Bidemi Ologunde. Executive producers, Olufolani Ologunde and Tobiloba Ologunde. Please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity's news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Big Picture Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bdme@thebigpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @BigPicture, on the Clubhouse app @Big, as well as on the Wisdom app @BDME. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.